Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Chavtas Samin Aleph. Bez Hashem, we have the schus today of being Messiah Mesechus Ma'ikatan. So we're holding now on Chavchas Samin Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. So it says the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Menachemin Rishayin Loimer Davar, the people that go to be Menachem the Avil, so they're not supposed to say anything, Ad Sheyiftach Avil, until the Avil starts to talk. First the Avil is supposed to talk, and then everyone else talks. Like we had before in the Gemara with Rabbi Yishmael, the Tamid Chachamim, the Zakenim, they went to be Menachem Rabbi Yishmael. And the Gemara says that first was Pasach Rabbi Yishmael. They first let Rabbi Yishmael speak first. So that's what the Gemara says, that's a halacha. That Menachem are not supposed to talk, they're supposed to give the Avil the first chance to speak. And says the Gemara, Makar for this is from Eev. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Eev's Chaverim, when they went to be Menachemim, so the Pasuk over there says that Achri kein Pasuk, Eo Ives Pihu. First it says that Eev started to speak, Vahadar, and then it says, Vyan Alifa Zateimani. That then Alifa started to speak. But you see that first Eev, first the Avil spoke, and then the Menachemim spoke. How do we know that an Avil is supposed to sit at the head of the table? When they have the Siddhas Havran, they're all sitting together. So they're supposed to be Mechabed the Avil to sit at the head of the table. How do we know that? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, also by Eev, the Pasuk says, Eev says, that Efchar Darkon Ve'eshav Roish Ve'ashkon Kamelch Bagdud Kasher Avelim Yenachim, that Eev says that I'm going to sit at the head of the table like Avelim Kasher Avelim Yenachim. So you see that an Avil is supposed to sit at the head of the table. Now the Gemara is bothered just by a subtle point in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Eev says, I'm going to sit at the head like Avelim Yenachem. Yenachem is Mashma, says the Gemara. Yenachem, Achrini Mashma. Ask the Gemara, Yenachem, like Avelim are Yenachem? Yenachem is Mashma that the Avelim are being the Menachemin, that they're being Menachem someone else. That doesn't seem to be correct. Avelim aren't the ones that give the comfort, they're the ones that get the comfort. So why does the Pasuk say Avelim Yenachem? Ka'asher Avelim Yenachem. Ask the Gemara, Yenachem Achrini Mashma. The word Yenachem is Mashma that the Avelim are Menachem others. So I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Yinachim Ksev. Now it could also be understood as Yinachim, which is to receive comfort. Kasher Avelim Yinachim, like Avelim receive comfort. Al Kapanim, you see that Eev said about himself, Ve'eshev Raish, I sit at the head, like Avelim Yinachim, like Avelim get comfort. So we see from here the idea, the halacha, that Avelim are supposed to sit at the head of the table. Marzutra Amar Mehacha, Marzutra brought a different makar for this, that Avelim are supposed to get this type of kibud of sitting at the head, because the Pasuk says in the Techach of Amos, it says Visar Mirzach Saruchim. Now Mirzach, it's the word Mirzach is a word that's mashma, a person who's bitter, who's down, like an Avil. And so the way we darshan's the Pasuk is that Mirzach Nasa Sar L'Saruchim. That the Mirzach becomes like the Sar, like the leader of the Saruchim, of those that are coming to be Menachem him. So we see from here that the Avil is supposed to sit at the head. And Amr Rav Chama Bar Chanina said that Minay, another halacha, Minayin L'Chasan Shemesav Baraish. How do we know that this is true about the Chasan as well? That the Chasan also has a din, that he sits at the head of the table. So normally we say, because Chasan Daimel HaMelech. Here we'll see that the Chasan is not because it's Chasan Daimel HaMelech. There's a different makar. Why does the Chasan sit at the head of the table? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kechasan Yichayin Pe'er. So we compare a chasan to a kohen. Kechasan yichahin pe'er, ma'kohen b'raish, av chasan b'raish. That just like it's a din to be mechabed the kohen, to give the kohen the seat at the head, that's why we give a chasan the seat at the head. The kohen gufe minala. Now what's the makar that we're supposed to be mechabed kehanim and give them the seat at the head? The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael taught, and the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, they taught, that on the pasuk which says, v'kidashtoi, that l'chol davar shebikdusha. Anything that, kol davar shebikdusha, you're supposed to be, mechabed dekayed, liftoyach rishayin, to speak first, ulevarech rishayin, you give him the opportunity to make the bracha first, to lead the zimun, ulitol maniyafa rishayin, and you give him the best portion, you give him the at least the choice, the option to have the best portion, so that you see that you're supposed to be mechabed dekayed, and being that the pasuk success kechasan yichayin pe'er. So we compare a chasan to a kayin. So to a chasan gets to sit at the head of the table. Rabbi Chanina said that kasha yitzias neshama min aguf. It's very difficult. It's very painful. When the neshama leaves the guf, kitzipayre befi aveshet. Rashi explains what's kitzipayre befi aveshet. That it's like the a rope that has a knot in the rope, and that rope is being pulled through a hole that's inside of a boat. So pulling that rope through the hole, especially with the knot, it's very, very difficult to get it through. So that's the mashal he gave to the neshama leaving the guf, that it's very difficult, it's very painful. Rabbi Yechonan said a different mashal, similar. He said kipiture b'fi veshet, which is similar, but this is even a bigger rope. These are ropes that are used to tie two boats together. These ropes were much thicker, and also it has knots, and it's also being pulled through the hole of the boat. So it's a very difficult thing to do. It's very difficult to pass it through the hole, and that's the mashal to the neshama leaving the guf, which is also very painful. V'amar Levi bar Chaisa. Levi bar Chaisa said that haniftar min ameis lo yoymar loy, when a person says goodbye to a meis, so he shouldn't say leich lishalim, ela leich bishalim. He doesn't say go lishalim, rather he says bishalim. As opposed to haniftar min achai, if a person says goodbye from a living person, so lo yoymar loy leich bishalim, ela leich lishalim. So then it's the opposite. He doesn't say bishalim, he says go lishalim. The way the Marsha explains is that lishalim, to go to shalim, is mashma that it's a bracha, that he should have a bracha in the place that he's going to. Leich le shalom, to shalom, meaning in the place that you're going to, so there should be shalom. As opposed to bishalom, bishalom is mashma that the yitzia itself, it should be a yitzia that's bishalom. Leich bishalom is mashma that the yitzia from this place should be bishalom. So with that, the Marshal explains that when it comes to a living person who has an avaida to do with the next place, so then you tell him leich lishalom. You should have a bracha in the new place that you're going to. You're parting ways with him, so you say leich lishalom, that you should have hatzacha in the new place. However, by a maze, it doesn't make sense to say leich lishalom. His avaida is all done. He's finished with his avaida. So that's why by a maze we say leich bishalom, just that the yitzia should be bishalom. But he's not going to shalom. He's already finished with his avaida. So that's why by a maze we say bishalom, and by a chai we say lishalom. And the Gemara brings a makar for both of these statements. Haniftar min ameis lo yomar lo leich lishalim, ela leich bishalim. When it comes to a mace, we don't say lishalim. Rather, we say bishalim. What's the makar for that? That by a mace, we say bishalim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Avram Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'ata tavoy el aviseha bishalim. You're going to come to your forefathers, you're going to die bishalim. So that you see that that's the way a person parts from someone who's going lemisa. As opposed to haniftar min achai, when someone is parting from someone who's alive, so lo yomer lo leich bishalom elo leich lishalom. So how do we know this? So the Gemara brings a right to both nekudais. First of all, that the person should not say leich bishalom, and also that he should say lishalom. So first, how do we know that he should not say bishalom? Shaharei David, look at what happened to David HaMelech. Sha'amar le'avshalom leich bishalom. He had told Avshalom leich bishalom, and halach v'nitla. And what happened was, is Avshalom was killed. He was hung. So you see that your person's not supposed to say to Achai, Bishalom. And as opposed to Lishalom, as a person is supposed to say to Achai, Leich Lishalom, that we see from Yisrael. That we learn out from Yisrael, when Yisrael is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'amar l'Moshe, he said to Moshe, Leich Lishalom. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Lishalom, and halach v'atzliach. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was very matzliach. So you see both of these ideas, that by a mace, first of all, a person is supposed to say bishalom, like we see from Avram Avinu, and that by a chai, a person is not supposed to say bishalom, like by Avshalom. Rather, he's supposed to say lishalom, like we see by Yisro and Maisha. V'amar Reb Levi said, "Kol ha'yoytzei mibeis hakenesas abeis hamedrash, umibeis hamedrash abeis hakenesas." A person who throughout his day he's constantly going from shul to the beis medrash, from the beis medrash to shul, meaning he's constantly either learning or davening without any efsik. He doesn't have any bittul zman. He goes mamish from shul to learn to shul. So he's zayicha umekabel pnei shchina. He's zayicha to be mekabel the pnei shchina. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Yilchu mechayel chayel yira alakim b'tziyai." That a person who goes mechayil el chayil, chayil is a lashon of tircha, of amelus, a person goes from one place of amelus to the other, from the shul to the base medrash, the base medrash to the shul, so his schar is that yira el elakim b'tziyon, it'll be mekabel pnei hashchina. And lastly, says the Gemara, Amrav Chia Barashi Amarav, that Tamidei Chachamim Ein Lahem Menucha, Tamidei Chachamim, they never rest, Afi, meaning for short, and Olam Hazeh, they never rest. Tamidei Chachamim are Minadin and Shainam Einehem, they take away sleep from their eyes, and they stay up late to learn Torah, they wake up early to learn Torah, but the Chiddush over here is that they don't have rest, Afilu Olam Haba. They don't even have rest in Olam Haba. Even when they get to the next world, they're never resting, they keep growing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yil that they keep going from one chayil to the next chayil, and until they get to Elokim B'tzio, and they're constantly going higher and higher. The Rizal explains in a few places, in Shara Gugulim, amongst others, that what this means is that a person, a tzaddik, so he's who's right to get judged, even on his minor actions, on subtle nukudais, so he first, when he dies, he's judged in a general way, and he gets to a certain place in Olam Haba. And then every year he's rejudged on more and more subtle points. He's judged on subtle points. He perhaps goes to Gehenna for a little bit. But then he gets even more Olam Haba. And then he gets judged on even more fine points. And he might get punished for certain things. But that gets him ready to then go to the next step. And then higher and higher and higher. He's constantly going Michael El Chayel. That's what Arizal explains is the Kavan of the Gemara over here. That by the Tzadikim, they're constantly going Michael El Chayel. They're constantly growing even in Olam Haba. They're constantly getting the schus to go higher and higher. Hadron Allah Vele Magalchen, Uslikala Mesechas Maikato and Mazeltov, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we begin Mesechas Chagiga, the very last Mesechta in Seder Mayed. Mazeltov.